I guess the first thing that I would say is that there's a piece of scripture that described me very well, which was in Romans 10 that we read earlier. For I bear them record that they have zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I had a zeal for God, but one that I wanted to take down from the cross, because I think it's just human nature that you want to pay for your wrongs. And I just lived quite a wild life, especially after high school. And the Marine Corps encouraged that. And I was adopted at age 11 by Garth and Paula Valesky. And I don't know, I've spent my whole life searching for a lot of things. But the only thing that was ever worth my time was Christ. And I tried to smite it down so many times. There's actually, let's see if I can get it here. Just to give some contrast, something that I've done over the years is write poetry. And I'll share two from the old man, and then I'll share one from the new, just so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about. But the first one is called, "O God, What Must I Grasp?" It's when I was practicing Catholicism. On the icon is a man, he who died upon the sand. On a cross made of hands, he offered himself, the Son of Man. At the place of skulls, his blood is shed. A crown of thorns was forced upon his head. Blood and water was dripping down to the sinners on the ground. By the asp I have been uncrowned. In his venom I have drowned. O God, what must I grasp? You had pried me from the serpent's clasp. But like an ass to sin I returned, as if the habit had been adjourned. At the mass, on bended knee, through the priest I come to thee. On the icon is the man, his blood on the altar my soul demands. And then the other one just kind of shows the desperation that this put me into. I wrote this one in the Marine Corps as I was about to get drunk again, as was my habit, and the vice in which I loved. It's called 044 Somewhere, which is just military time, meaning it's 12:44 in the morning. All is dark and all is damp. On my stand there is no lamp. Cigarettes burning keep my mind turning. Like the lark, I dwell on the ground. Like a diamond, I'm rarely found. From my breath comes only vapor. Never does it make a sound. I'm not here and I'm not there. To those around, I'm not anywhere. It ain't about me and it ain't about you. This thing called life, only some can do. Alive only in my mind. To me, you have been stricken blind. This state now owns me. I'm begging now for the afterlife. I now crouch on bended knee, hoping for someone to help me flee. And then the one from the new man. It's called In the Morning Light. In the morning light, the rays would reach down, shining on my flesh in which I had drowned. Sitting in the stairwell, watching the morning mist rise, I thought of salvation by grace, for which I despised. Living a life like the mockers at the foot of the cross, I would go forth making the sign of the cross. I prayed to a Christ which only died in part, one in which I placed deep in my heart. I tried to take him down off that tree, for I thought the one who could die for my sin was me. With failure after failure, I couldn't remove my disease, and all the pain in my heart I wouldn't let Jesus relieve. In my pride, this Christ I invented, I could no longer in confide. My Lord is the painter of my life, and he allowed me to choose the colors of my strife. I've never held his brush, though the grace of its stroke far away from me I would push. But from a friend yet unknown, prayers were sent, and years later drawn, he brought me to repent. In desperation, I cried aloud and found redemption in God's redeeming shroud. And now I see ever so clearly the Christ who died fully for me. He came down off the tree with salvific grace, replacing the old man's sin as if there's no trace. And that's all I have to say.